Bobby play lessons. This, so far this school year, this Sunday school year, on parables. And we found this reading written by Madeline Lingle, which is the Nativity, but it's presented in a different way, perhaps a little bit more accessible for our younger ones, called The Glorious Impossible, probably the biggest parable of them all. So without further ado, I present to you the Our Savior's Lutheran Sunday School Kids with The Glorious Impossible.
An angel named Mary. A 14-year-old girl was visited by an angel, an archangel. In Scripture, whenever an angel appears to anyone, the angel's first words usually are, "Fear not!" which gives us an idea of what the angels must have looked like.
So the archangel Gabriel, who visited Mary, greeted her with great courtesy and then said, "Fear not!" And then he told her that she was going to have a baby, a remarkable baby who would be called the Son of the Highest.
Mary was already engaged to Joseph. The wedding will be soon. This is strange and startling news indeed. Mary, 14 years old, looked the angel in the face, asking with incredible courage, "But how can this be?"
And the angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and the holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." The angel brought to a young girl. But Mary looked at the angel and said, "Be it unto me according to your word." And so the life of Jesus began, and it would end with the impossible.
When he was a grown man, he would say to his disciples, "For human beings it is impossible. For God, nothing is impossible. Possible things are easy to believe. Glorious impossibles are what bring joy to our hearts, hope to our lives, and songs to our lips."
And what of Joseph, Mary's fiancé? What was he to think of this news? In those days, the punishment for adultery was stoning to death. This amazing pregnancy looked to Joseph like adultery.
He must have loved Mary very much because what he decided to do was simply to break the marriage bond quietly and send her away to someplace safe. But again, an angel came into the story, coming to Joseph in a dream. Finally, "Fear not, Joseph, son of David. Don't be afraid to take Mary. Married to you as your wife. The child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you are to call his name Jesus, which means God saves, for he will save his people from their sins."
This Joseph must have been a wonderful man. He believed the angel, accepted the glorious impossible, and took Mary to himself.
And so he was born, this glorious, gloriously impossible baby, in a stable in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph had to leave home because of the general census, ordered by Rome. So Joseph took his young, pregnant wife to register in Bethlehem because he was of the house of David.
Little Bethlehem was overcrowded with people coming to register. There was no room in the inn. No place for Joseph to take Mary, whose labor was beginning. How terrifying for Mary to be racked with pain while Joseph tried helplessly to find some place for them to stay. Hmm. were invited to a cave where animals were lodged. There Mary gave birth to an infant Jesus surrounded by lowing cattle, by donkeys and oxen. Exhausted but filled with joy, she laid him in a manger.
Nearby, some shepherds were out in a field with their flocks when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared before them, and the glory of the Lord shone brightly all around them, and they were terrified.
Fear not, the angel cried, and told them of the birth of the child who will bring joy to all people. They were told that they will find this holy child wrapped in linen cloths and lying in a manger.
Suddenly the angel was surrounded by a host of heavenly angels singing in a mighty chorus to the glory of God. When the angels left, the shepherds were able to speak. They hurried to Bethlehem.
There they found Mary and Joseph, just as the angel had said, and the baby lying in a manger. They told Mary and Joseph about the angels, and Mary listened and treasured their words.
Gently the shepherds placed simple gifts, a lamb, a woolen wrap, a balm, by the baby, and then Mary and Joseph were left alone with the child, marveling.
Holding the child in her arms, rocking, singing, Mary wondered what was going to happen to him, this sweet, innocent creature who had been conceived by the incredible love of God and had been born as all human babies are born. God, come to be one of us.
Thank you. So if you guys want to just hang out with me for a minute here, because I want to talk about part two of what we've been working on for Christmas this year, and that is your projects, which we have displayed back on the table in the back, but I wanted to give the kids a chance to maybe describe it a little bit more and maybe even talk a little bit about how they made it and what they were thinking about while they were making it. That's a lot of parts to a question. Maybe I'll just ask you. So the question was, what is your favorite part of the Christmas story, or where do you see yourself in the Christmas story? And so, like for me, when I was your age, I always saw myself as an angel in the Christmas story. Because I would have been singing and proclaiming the news. That would have been my job. As I got older, I started to feel a little bit more, I started to relate a little bit more to Mary, because I was thinking of Mary and Joseph, you know, going around Bethlehem, and Mary's in labor, and Joseph's just trying to find a place for him to sleep, and she's not a happy lady, and she's got to do this thing, but exactly. And then this impossible thing happened, and it was like, oh, it's over, it was glorious. So I'm just wondering, for you guys, like, for you, tell me what your favorite part of the Christmas story is.
When Joseph tried to hurry and get Mary a room or a place to stay.
Running around frantic.
And what did your project that you made, what can you tell us a little bit about it?
It had Jesus lying in a manger in a stable.
So Joseph got his job done, found a place for everybody to be, and that's your favorite part. What's your favorite part, or where do you see yourself in the Christmas story?
My favorite part in the Christmas story is when the angels came to tell the shepherds that to go to a manger and see the baby.
Which one are you? Are you an angel or a shepherd? An angel. How about you, Sage? What's your favorite part of the Christmas story, or where are you in the Christmas story?
I only have to say where I am.
All right. Evan, how
inside the stable and it proves that even if you don't start out very well, you can rise up and do a lot of good.
All right, I like that. And you know, Evan worked really hard on his project.
I found a few Legos in my house and built a little nativity
scene. Noah, what about you? What's your favorite part of the Christmas story? Learning more about nativity with you, and I want to tell you that you did a wonderful job. Thank you for reading to us today and telling us your story. And be sure to check out their artwork after worship.
Can the boys tell who they are in the story?
Did I not ask you that?
No.
Well, okay, Elam, where is Elam in the Christmas story?
I'm Joseph. You're Joseph. When he was trying to get a room, and I think my mom is too, because usually we both have to race to find the key, and it takes us
But in the end, you get to be the hero because you found the spot. Okay. So, where? Did you want to tell us where? No? Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You guys can go sit back to them.
Thank you. Work and the stories, how powerful it is to for our kids to continue telling the story. That's so important. And so now let us sing hymn number 257, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, verses 1, 2, 6, and 7.